Continuing the theme we discussed yesterday, the amazing things that will happen when Mashiach comes, the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, on page Lamed Amud Beis, page 30, side B, tells us, Rabbi Gamliel taught, Asidim Ilanos, just as we learned in the Medrash of Teres Koyanim, that he said trees will give fruit on a daily basis. There was a student there who scoffed, and he said, Enkel Chodesh Tachas HaShemes, there's nothing new under the sun, how could that be? Rabbi Gamliel said, Arech Dugmasam Be'elam Azeh, I'll show you an example of how this is in today's day and age. And the Gemara says, there is Nefach Achve Leitzlaf. He went and showed him the caperberry bush. So this is like a low prickly shrub that's native to the Mediterranean area. And over there, there are three products that are commonly eaten. There are fruits or berries, there are palm-like shoots, and finally there are flowers. And the Gemara says that they seem to follow in succession one after the other, almost replacing each other, literally a day later. And so, Rabbi Gamliel says, just as that happens on a daily basis, that's already a forerunner for what will be in the time of Mashiach. The Gemara goes on to say that Rabbi Gamliel continued to expound on the way things will be in the future. And he said, Asida Eretz Yisrael Shoteitzi Gluskois. In the future, Eretz Yisrael will give pastries. The land will grow pastries and klimilas and beautiful clothing. How do we know this? Because we have a pasuk in Tehillim that says, Yehi Fisas Bar, which literally means there'll be an abundance of grain or sustenance. And Rashi says in his commentary in the 72nd Psalm, Kol HaMizbar B'melech HaMashiach. This whole verse, all these verses, all this whole psalm is talking about the coming of Mashiach. And so the Gemara interprets Pisas Bar as being pas, pas being like the palm of a hand, as we see in the book of Daniel, chapter 5, verse 5, where Daniel is, where Belshazzar sees this handwriting, and it says pas yoda. So the idea is the size of a hand. And as Rashi explains, there is no grain that's actually the size of a palm. What must this be? And so he says that this means that there's going to be fruit or produce from the ground, which will literally be the size of a hand. And the Gemara interprets that as being a concept of a roll, of a pastry. And then he goes on to say that Pisas Bar Ba'aretz, the Mefarshim explained, is also the notion of fine wool, like Soinas Pasim from Yosef. And so he says there's going to be fine wool or beautiful clothes that grow out of the ground. That same scoffer was back. And he said, Enkel Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh. There can't be anything new. We never saw pastries growing out of the ground or clothing suddenly appearing from the soil. So Rabbi Gamliel says, Arach Digmasam Be'elam Hazah, I'll show you. He showed him mushrooms and truffles, and he says, these can grow overnight. And then he showed him the bast of a palm tree. And he says that the bast of a palm tree is nivra bar koira. It kind of surrounds the tree and it grows with the tree itself. And it's like a fiber, like a fabric kind of fiber. And it's actually used in today's day and age in rope and netting. And so Rabbi Gamliel seems to say that these are the realities of the future. Now Rabbi Yankiv Ibn Chaviv, who is a commentary on the Ein Yankiv, says that all of this is but euphemism. It's not to be taken literally. However, the Maharal of Prague, Netzach Yisrael, says it is to be taken literally. And the thing is, because the descriptions get so detailed, of Pisas Bar, of the size of a palm, and we talk about actual Ksenis Pasim of clothing, it doesn't seem like the Gemara is just talking about abundance. It seems as this will actually be the case in a literal way with the coming of Mashiach. More about this in the next episode.